بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهة وضع اليد على الخاسرة في الصلاة. There is the next chapter, and it is that it is makruh, undesirable that a person should put his hands on his hips when he's making namaz. Perhaps nobody does this today, even other groups, we don't see them, anyone who puts their hands on their hips. But anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has warned us against that. The correct way, of course, which we know, is we should lift our hands to the ear with the thumbs in line with the lobes of the ear and the palms facing the qibla. And if we touch the lobes of the ears with the thumbs of our hand, that is even better. And then drop our hands fully down and fold them. In that case, the hands will go below the navel. Without having to check or measure, automatically the hand will go below the navel. And also, we should fasten our hands with the three fingers of the right hand, or just past the wrist of the left hand. And with the thumb and the small finger, we should make a ring. And in this way, we should fasten our hands, drop them fully down, then they will go automatically below the navel. And in this way, if we like, for example, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain how they show us in the aeroplanes how to buckle up. And this is also buckling up for namaz. The aeroplane is going to an altitude of about 9,000 meters or so. And in namaz, we are making a mi'raj to Allah Ta'ala. So if we don't buckle up properly, then we find our thoughts going astray and we falling out from the plane, so to say. And we are not reaching our destination. If we will hold out, many of us are very careless, just putting the hands anyhow over one another. We don't fasten them properly. Sometimes the one finger also, we just do it. This is very important. The outward postures of namaz must also be correct. So this buckling up is very important so that we don't fall off and we reach our destination. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الخسر في الصلاة. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited that one must put his hands on his hips in namaz. And this is also many of us, perhaps more women folk, have got this habit of standing with their hands on their hips. Even out of namaz, it's not a desired position, though it is not haram at all or anything, but it is like a very bossy attitude. When a person stands with his hips and is overlooking something, it's like a very bossy attitude. So he shouldn't have that. And also, many of us have got the habit, which if we can come out of, though it's not haram or anything, it hasn't been mentioned in any way like that, but fastening our hands behind our backs. Like when we are walking or something, just strolling, or perhaps many of us, at one occasion one person was making zikr, and the tasbih was in his hand, and he was holding it at the back. So our Shaykh says, he's taking Allah's name, but counting how many times, what a terrible place he's keeping the tasbih. So that also, and also people of Jahannam will also come with their hands fastened at the back. So therefore, we shouldn't adopt that way. We should try and avoid that. Ulama have mentioned various reasons for this prohibition. On the plains of Qiyamah, those destined for hellfire will place their hands on their hips while waiting for reckoning to commence. So we shouldn't be similar to that. While they're in that terrible state of waiting for so long, and then they will put their hands on their hips. So we should try and avoid that outward posture even in this world. So we are taught also that anything that is similar to anything undesirable, though we don't mean anything bad, it's not in our heart, but we should try and avoid it. When Shaitan was disgraced and expelled from Jannah, he adopted this stance. So we shouldn't choose that chance. It is the stance of the proud and the arrogant that they put their hands on their hips. Babu karahati salah bi hadrati ta'am wa nafsuhu tatawakku ilayhi wa mudafi'ati al-akhbathain wa huma al-bowl wal-ghaid. This is the next chapter, that it is undesirable, it is makruh, that a when the food is ready and a person desires to eat, he's hungry also, or just he desires to eat, that he makes his namaz. Because then his thoughts will be in the food all the time. While making namaz also, he'll just rush through his namaz just in order to get to the dasturkhan, to get to the table as soon as possible. In the same way, if a person has got an urgent need to go to the toilet for number one or number two, then two, he must first complete that and then he must make his namaz. Otherwise, then too, in his whole namaz, he won't concentrate. His mind will be just on controlling his urine and his stool all the time. And his thoughts, and he won't make a nice namaz. So he must finish that first. But also, we should try. This is in an emergency case if it happens. But normally, we should try to prepare for namaz well in advance. Eat, finish, or have something to eat so we are not so hungry in namaz. And we say, go to the toilet in good time so that we are free, so that we don't miss our namaz with jamaat, nor do we miss it on time properly. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا صلاة بحضرة الطعام that perfect namaz is not made when the food is ready and a person desires to go and eat that food. Then his namaz will not be a complete and perfect namaz. His namaz, his thoughts will be in the namaz. In Bukhari Sharif we read that if Isha and Asha, Isha namaz and supper, both of them are at the same time, then what should one do? Should he first make his Isha with Jamaat, of course, or should he first have his supper? The answer is that he should first have his supper. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the students asked the Ustad that in that case we will miss namaz. If we're going to have our supper and Jamaat is standing up, about to stand up very close, we will miss our Jamaat namaz. The Ustad explained the Sahaba's food radiallahu anhum was not like our food which takes so long. Their food was just a few khajurs they ate and drank water over it and finished, food was over. So they made it in time for namaz also properly. So we are too elaborate in our food, feeding, all our time goes in that. Whereas the more important thing is our namaz and with jamaat in the masjid. So perfect namaz will be made when our thoughts are not in other things. So when so much precaution has been taken that our thoughts must not be in the food, our thoughts must not be in the toilet, then how much more mustn't we also try and put our thoughts in our namaz? They shouldn't be in our shops, they shouldn't be in our houses, our thoughts shouldn't be anywhere but here with Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا هُوَ يُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ And also a namaz is not perfect and complete when you are controlling your urine and your stool, your number one and your number two. Because now your thoughts are all the time there, that if I must control the air, mustn't go out, my wind mustn't go out, and I mustn't, my stool, my urine mustn't come out. So one should finish with all that and make his namaz with itminan and with proper desire. Also the present system that we have, that especially on a Sunday, public holidays, we have Zohar namaz early. If that is so that we just finish our namaz and we can go and have enough time for lunch, then that's not a good reason. But if we are doing it to get a bigger crowd for Jamaat, a bigger amount of people, then that will be all right. Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, today our nature is such that we just finish our namaz quickly and then we go and sit 1 hour at the table and we are sitting and eating and passing our time there. Whereas the most important, we should eat quickly, finish and spend 1 hour in the masjid, making tilawat, zikr, etc., making our namaz. May Allah give us the proper spirit. We are very far, at least, alhamdulillah, we do our duties. But we should try try and have that spirit of ibadat and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Performing namaz when one is hard pressed to eat or relieve oneself is disliked because one's focus will be diverted from Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, every such action which disturbs a person's concentration during namaz should be completed before commencing namaz. However, if the time for namaz is limited and there is a fear that this namaz may be missed completely, then one should perform the namaz and then perform that action. That is in rare occasions. But normally we should try and set ourselves up that we finish our eating, our everything. And if we're not that hungry, we can eat after namaz. There is no problem whatsoever. Make our zuhr, have our namaz after. But if we are very hungry and our thoughts are going to our food, then it's better to eat finish. But namaz with jamaat is the most important, and that must be given the greatest preference.